just after the top of the hour. I want to thank you all for listening to the Sunrise Morning Show out west on Immaculate Heart Radio. We appreciate the Immaculate Heart Radio stations that bring you the Sunrise Morning Show each weekday morning from EWTN. It's 13 till now. Packy Leiden is Associate Director of Notre Dame University's Institute for Catholic Initiatives. He was in Dublin last weekend with the Fighting Irish as they took a pounding to Navy. It was a pretty good start for the Irish, Packy.
Absolutely. We were fortunate to have a good performance on the football field, but really what was most enjoyable and life-giving were the events leading up to the game with our Irish partners in Ireland.
You got to meet with the Irish Papal Nuncio, who is a fellow American, Archbishop Charles Brown. What were some of the things you talked about regarding Catholic education there in Dublin?
Certainly, we were actually very, very, very impressed with Archbishop Brown and very excited for the Irish Catholic Church with him assuming the role that he has in the past 6 months. We spoke about challenges that Catholic education shares across both sides of the ocean. I think for the Irish, they would tell you that what they focus on most is the Catholic identity of their schools. The context is so different. Their schools, their Catholic schools, are the vast majority of schools in Ireland, as opposed to the U.S., where we represent a much smaller percentage of the overall education scope in the United States. And so, you know, there's almost a feeling that educators in their Catholic schools aren't necessarily really conscious of the fact that they're teaching in Catholic schools and what that might mean. And so they've looked to us, you know, for ways that they may think about, talk about, and strengthen the Catholic identity in their schools.
Yeah, I can see where it would be a unique situation for Ireland, which was so predominantly Catholic for so many years, and still is certainly on paper, but of course we hear so much about the church there in Ireland and how the people of Ireland may be, if not turning away from the faith, just sort of ignoring it in many ways. So these schools, these Catholic schools, were almost like the public schools of Ireland, and they really need a revitalization in their Catholic identity, I'll bet.
Yeah, and I think that what has just emerged because of history is just all schools there are publicly funded, no matter what denomination or faith-based or non-faith-based, and all educators are, you know, work for the government, and so there's not, it's so different from in the United States where we don't enjoy that kind of funding, and I would also say that, you know, with what I noticed or observed in speaking to our Irish partners, that there seems to be a real hunger for an engaged and active and sort of leadership-driven laity to emerge, and that hasn't been part of the tradition, I would say, of the Irish Catholic Church in the past century. So that's something that's emerging, and emerging in a very critical and complex time in sort of Irish society right now.
Do you think that the Catholic education system there in Ireland will look to Notre Dame University's Institute for Catholic Initiatives? I know that you are working with a number of Catholic school programs throughout the United States. Do you think there's going to be a closer working relationship with the schools in Ireland?
Well, actually, for the Alliance for Catholic Education, or ACE as it's known, housed here at Notre Dame, we've been preparing teachers and principals and leaders for Catholic schools here domestically across the country for almost 20 years. In fact, next year we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary. And we kind of do everything in our power to support and sustain Catholic schools across the country. Back in 1996, we began partnering with leaders in Ireland to bring some of their young people over to Notre Dame to experience our teacher formation, which really focuses on spirituality and living kind of in intentional Christian communities while learning to be an educator and a focus on community and professional development. And so we've been doing that now for a long time, and we've had different partnerships over the years, and I think now there's a real recognition that the sort of higher education education institutions in Ireland can make a distinct contribution to the formation of Catholic educators there. In fact, one, the Pontifical College, St. Patrick's College in Maynooth, the historic seminary that prepared over 10,000 priests, Irish priests, and exported them all across the world, has now started a one-year diploma, or a one-year master's degree, so to speak, specifically to prepare teachers to teach in Catholic schools. And that's new. It's interesting that there is no sort of teacher formation education program that specifically focuses on being a Catholic educator in a country where, you know, over half the high schools are Catholic, and over 90% of the elementary schools are Catholic. So we're really encouraged by our sort of institutional partners there that are really sort of, in a way, stepping up and recognizing that they can make a contribution. And we're happy to partner with them, and it's a great exchange of best practices and ideas and sort of apostolic energy.
Well, of course, we are a universal church, and our society is very global today, so this makes a lot of sense. So you came away from this experience in Ireland with some things that you pulled from what's going on there. I'm sure that works into the program there at Notre Dame University's Institute for Catholic Initiatives.
That's correct. You know, the inspiring thing about Ireland is that the Catholicism is so deep. It bubbles up out of the soil. I mean, it's funny. We were talking about you know, some of the interesting dynamics in Ireland. You know, the fact that for a country that's roughly geographically the size of Indiana, which has five dioceses, Ireland has 23 dioceses, and so there's a deep sense of kind of localism and so you had this, you know, and these diocesan lines were drawn 900 years ago. I mean, imagine that, the sort of depth of the Catholic spirit and how that's woven into families and how that manifests itself. So we are always inspired. It's kind of like visiting your older brother or something in terms of, you know, the sort of deep wisdom and faith of the Irish people. Now, obviously, they're contemporary problems and a shifting context kind of in their society, which is, you know, which is like other parts of Europe experiencing you know, secularism right now. But there's still a hunger there. I think the same hunger that's here in the United States and Catholics, a hunger for Christ, a hunger for you know, a closer relationship with God and deep meaning.
Well, that's good to hear. Packy Leighton is joining us this morning from Notre Dame University's Institute for Catholic Initiatives, and there's a link on our blog at sunrisemorningshow.com. We appreciate your reporting back from that meeting in Dublin, Packy. Thank you so much. The West Coast really going to get hammered with some very heavy rain today. There could be some flash flooding.